Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Again, thank you for coming on yesterday and offering your perspective and kind of remembering John Ward. And I noticed that you sent a tweet out, a sampling of the people in our business that attended UT or grew up in the area that John Ward inspired / mentored. And you included a lot of people, and I keep seeing others that are responding, going, hey, me too, hey, me too, hey, me right. too. It's quite a tree.
And these aren't only, and keep in mind, these are just people that went to school at Tennessee or grew up, you know, right there in the Tennessee area that were inspired by John or viewed him as a mentor. There are hundreds, thousands more that probably didn't go to Tennessee or didn't grow up in that area that were inspired by John. These are just people, you know, from yourself, Mike Keith, Bob Kessling, Brent Hubbs, I mean, Ryan McGee, you can go on, Gene Wojciechowski, that actually went to school there, you know, or grew up in that area. But you're right. I mean, I just looked on Twitter a minute ago. There's several more that, you know, of course, you know, with Twitter, there's just so many characters, but there's several more. And I think that's a testament. Several more that are coming forward said, hey, he was my mentor, my idol too. But that's a testament to how many different people he touched. And not just the Tennessee fans, but people that in our business that viewed John as the standard. And out of respect to him, you wanted to do everything you could to live up to that standard. I was talking to somebody today who told me that it was a preseason NIT or NIT tournament way back that John was at there in New York. And I think it was David Grimm, who's a former sports information director at Tennessee. All these media personalities from New York, Warner Wolf, came to the arena wanting to see John and wanted to talk to him. They knew about him and had been mesmerized by him. And even up in the Northeast, in a huge media market like that, this again was years ago, they knew about John Ward and knew what he had meant to the business. So again, that just sort of tells you what he's meant and the impact he's had on so many.
What was the best story, maybe yesterday, that somebody else tweeted or told or you saw or heard maybe that you didn't know?
Well, I got to catch, I guess Mike was with you guys, all right? Mike Keith was with you guys. His stuff was great. Some of the stories that were told about the road trips, that remember, John, with his dear friend Ed Bailoff, drove to just about all the SEC basketball trips because they didn't like to fly. So they would drive to Starkville, Mississippi. They'd drive to Athens, Georgia, Lexington, Kentucky, you know, all over. And they'd take a van. And just some of the stories. And John would always have it down to a T, the schedule, where they were going to stop, when they were going to stop, what mile marker they needed to be to before they could stop, where they were going to eat. And if anybody ever dared mention stopping, you, John would say, no, it's unscheduled. That's an unscheduled stop. We're not going to make that stop.
Oh, man.
Those stories were legendary. You know, and Ed Bailoff would get so nervous during the games. Again, Ed was a businessman there in the La Follette area, La Follette, Tennessee area. He would circle the concourse. I mean, John tells just priceless stories. He would tell priceless stories about him. Would get so nervous, he'd be up in the concourse circling and walking during the games, and he didn't want to hear the crowd noise. Like they were in, I guess, the old Memorial Coliseum before Rupp Arena. He'd be in the bathrooms flushing the toilets because he didn't want to hear the crowd noise. So those stories are great, you know, and the stories with Haywood, Harris, and John, you know, Haywood and John went to high school together in Knoxville, class of 1948. And John revered Haywood Harris, and Haywood, God rest his soul, was as good a person. And you talk about good ambassadors, great ambassador of the University of Tennessee. Haywood was right there too, and they were so close. Gus Manning, you know, Gus's I think about 94, 95 years young now, was another one. I got to see Bud Ford yesterday. I went over to campus, and hey, John would always call Bud. He would always say, Harris D. Bud Ford. You know, that's the way it goes. It's Harris D., and he would always be in parentheses, Bud Ford. And, you know, John had a very sharp wit about him. And just those stories, those traveling stories about going on the road, and those are some of my favorites because John's wit was legendary, and he loved to poke at people. And that you knew then if he was poking at you that he liked you. You were part of his circle.
It was so difficult yesterday trying to pay the proper respect to him. And do it in the right way. But as you say, it was so much fun talking with people about him. I texted Chris back and forth with Philip Fulmer the night he passed away. And Philip had this beautiful quote that brought tears to my eyes when I read it on my phone. He said he brought Tennessee football and basketball to our fans at home. I used to go to the highest point in Winchester in the mid-60s to listen to the games. I loved him very much.
And Philip said, yeah, I'm sure he told you this too, and I thought this was so poignant. He said he was one of ours. He was ours. He was us. And I think much like Larry, if you talk to the Georgia people about Larry Munson, the Kentucky people about Caywood Ledford, yep. Auburn people about Jim Fife, they tell you the same thing. You know, and I love that generation of radio play-by-play guys. It was the golden era. It really was. And it's back when radio was your link to college football and college basketball. And I mean, I'm an example of that. I didn't grow up in Tennessee. You know, I grew up in the Carolinas, but I grew up listening to John because I could get him on WNOX at night doing basketball. I didn't get to listen to John do much football because most of the games were in the day and I couldn't get the games during the day over in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, but I could get the basketball games. And as great as he was in football, and make no mistake, he was fabulous. I think he was even better in basketball, the way he described the flow of the game. I have so many great memories. It was so awesome last night talking to Dale Ellis about John, and Dale even gave me, gave me a vintage bottom. You know, and Dale said, you know, when I was in school playing, I knew John and sort of interacted. You know, basketball was much more intimate on the road because there was fewer people. So I got to know him. But he said, you're so focused on playing, you don't really know a lot about a lot of his calls. It was after their career that the guys like Dale Ellis and Steve Ray and Ernie Grunfeld, you know, would hear these memorable classic calls and look at the highlight video. And Dale he told me, he said he was everything. When you think of Tennessee, it's hard not to think about John Ward. So even guys that played, guys that John described their exploits, revered John. And I think that, again, just goes a step further in telling you what he meant to so many, not just the fans, but everybody that was connected to Tennessee in any way.
You had even tweeted a story, Chris, about Al Wilson, said one of his greatest thrills was before the championship game, John Moore did the vol walk with them.
Yeah, Al was great too. I mean, and again, it tells you to be able to get all these people on the phone and hear them from them. That it, again, tells you what John meant. But Al said that last, you know, the last game of the 98 season, the last home game, John, and I think Al said he had talked, he and some of the captains had talked to John. They wanted him to be a part of that vol walk, and John agreed. And was a big hit with the fans, but Al said having him be a part of that vol walk with them, and this was Al's words, or were his words, he says, was one of the great honors of my time at Tennessee. He said, you listen, I grew up in Jackson, and, you know, I listened to John Ward, I pretended to be, you know, when we're out playing, you know, 5-4, 3-2-1, he said, I'm a Tennessee kid, I knew what John Ward meant, so to have him there and to talk to him, and have him there certainly with us in that vol walk and get to know him and be around him a lot in that 98 season, Al said it was almost surreal. He said, in fact, he said it was almost, for me, talking to John was a lot like what the fans talking to us as players. You know, we just looked at him as this legend, this icon. Again, that's Al Wilson, the heart and soul of the 98 National Championship team, talking about the great John Ward.
Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. And I just want to say again, I think I speak for everybody that had a chance to listen to John and get to know him. He was truly a treasure, and we're going to miss him.
That's definitely true. Thank you, Chris. At CeeLo ESPN on Twitter.